Ah, fantastic. Please go ahead, take the floor.
Thank you. Listen, African people have a tradition of venerating their ancestors, and it's not only out of respect for those souls who've contributed to our survival, but to ensure that the mistakes of the past are not repeated but learned from. We call this process Sankofa, which speaks to a phase of strategic planning known as data collection and analysis. And that is exactly what I'm hearing today, and it's exactly what occurred yesterday through the ICSWG's PFPAD's side event, where we discussed economic sustainability roundtable, talking about what we do as a people to ensure generational wealth in the event that we actually achieve reparations at a grand level. And so we have this hypothetical around African people globally receiving reparations in the financial amount, among other things, of $45 trillion. And as a result of this roundtable discussion, we heard from dozens of leaders, thought leaders, about proposals that would reflect all of the ingenuity about how we as a people can proceed. And one of them that speaks to what Deputy Mayor Craig was just addressing to was a concept of what was known as sanctuary cities that would be placed throughout the continent of Africa to help facilitate the integration, the reintegration, if you will, of people from the diaspora and people on the continent indigenously, merging our ideas, our skills, and our talents. And I think that a beautiful idea speaks to this reimagination of those once formerly oppressive trade routes. And another thing that was very interesting that came out of it was a discussion by one of our panelists, who was Dr. Fele Chinyosu, who is also the founder of the Million Women World March, who talked about the new Black X Print Agenda 25, where we're not just talking about reparations, but restitution. We're not just talking about restoration, but retribution, all built into this equation of how to reconcile the past and design the desired future. We also had a beautiful panel of speakers. Some of are in the room today, like Dr. Sharon Bethia, Reverend Angelique, Reverend Dr. Angelique. It was a powerful session, and we're thankful for the opportunity to bring our concerns. And notably was a discussion around the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, which we heard earlier today, and which I imagine we're going to continue to hear. These powerful people from our past have informed and educated us, and they will also provide guidance if we study their work and incorporate what they have already accomplished into the equation. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak.